Hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, it's good.
I took your line.
You took my line.
We're in the midst of packing for London. If you're listening to this, you're probably listening to this, and we are in London, quite literally. So.
Yes, which we're so excited about.
Ladies of London.
Jolly old London. I thought about downloading some old episodes of Ladies of London for the flight.
Oh, obviously.
The funny thing about the flight, so I booked a flight like the day before Kix initially, and then I was like, just come on my flight and then we'll get to London a day early. We can like hang out in the city before our parents get there. And so she got a ticket on that flight, and I was like, well, just come. I'm in Comfort Plus. I was like, just move up next to me in Comfort Plus. And then she's like, okay, great, I'll do that. But then I realized, like, Kix, like, literally, like, the engine turns on, and she's, like, full comatose.
Yeah, sound asleep. So I'll be asleep the whole time.
It doesn't really matter that you're sitting next to me.
No, it doesn't. It quite literally does not. But it's going to be a good time. I need to just upgrade my flight home so I can sit next to you home. I realized that today. Because that's when you actually need to be awake the whole time.
Right. Well.
To help adjust.
Will you really stay awake? I feel like you could sleep on the flight and then sleep more when you get home.
No. I'll sleep like an hour. So I'll try to power through. No, all engines, planes, trains, and automobiles put me right to fucking sleep.
No, not me. That's what I'm nervous about. It's like I can't really sleep. So I'm going to get there. I'm going to be like pulling an all-nighter essentially.
I'll have a full rest, hopefully. Knock on wood. I might be overhyping it, and now I'm getting nervous, so.
exciting stuff. But today we are doing, like, a little bonus ep for you guys, likely there may be New Potomac tonight, but I'm not sure. We won't have time to record about it anyways, but, like, there might be new shows this week.
Yeah, there are definitely, I don't know, I feel like the only one that might not happen is when Salt Lake City, which is fine.
Which is fine.
Except I do want to know who the how Heather got the black eye, even though I assume it's because she fell. I just got to know. So DM
us. I'm convinced she ordered like late night Uber Eats and like fell face first into the delivery driver or something. I really don't think it's as scary as it looks. So.
No, it's not.
But something that we did learn after we recorded our last episode is that Jen is confirmed not going to the Salt Lake City reunion.
Yes, they allegedly, to her quote, allegedly uninvited.
And she's been super truthful, so like she's definitely a reliable source.
She's definitely telling the truth here. Out of all places, why would she lie?
Right, she was saying that like she could go if she was willing to talk about what's going on with the case. But they said you have, but she said, I'm not legally allowed to talk about that. And so they said, well, then you can't come.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean,
what is she going to talk about? I guess she's a lot to talk about, but it's like it's just going to be same song, different dance, same story. Isn't that right? Same dance, different song.
No, I don't know. Same song, different dance.
Same. Anyways, everybody hates her because she's a bad friend. That's like
what it would be. Same dance, different song, I think.
Okay, that would make more sense.
Yeah, same song, different dance, I think doesn't make sense.
Two routines, same song.
It's the same dance,
different
song. Regardless. Yeah, she's not in attendance. I don't really care. What the reunion's gonna be a mess. These women hate each other.
I
can fully feel the Bravo fandom turning on these ladies. Like, yeah. I think everyone's over it.
I think there's something there to the friends of I'm having a nice time with. I think that Lisa and Whitney's friendship is an unexpected twist that I think at the core of it, they could be the center snowflakes, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then like their friends and Heather. I think Heather has a place there. She's crazy. So, and she's a bad, I don't know. She's not a good, friend, but also she
I just
has...
don't care. I have to be honest, I don't care. I really don't. They are just, I can't. And we're not even here to talk about them, so I don't want to talk about that anymore. But speaking of Lisa's, we are here to talk about The Real Housewives of Miami, season 5, episodes 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about all of them. We didn't talk about it last week, and we wanted to save this for a little Christmas chat. So if you have not watched them, please go do that. It's been pretty fantastic.
So fun.
We're just going to kind of go through each lady, what's going on in their storyline this season and where we're at with them, who we're loving, who we're hating, and just kind of talk about the first couple episodes. Yeah?
I love it.
So first of all, it's on Peacock for those that don't know. So please go do that. And we're not sponsored by Peacock, but it's Peacock's worth the price.
They have really good... crime stuff, like if you like true crime, they have a lot of that. All of the Bravo stuff is on there, like in like past seasons too, which not everything is on Hulu. So
they also have good they have good British detective shows too.
Interesting. I like what was that?
Yeah, it's great. Also, I'm excited for this new celebrity mole type show that's coming.
Yeah, I feel like the post was very cryptic, other than it felt like Celebrity Mole.
It essentially is that.
Yeah. It's going to be really good. But Bravo celebrities, right?
Well, but Bravo celebrities. No, it's not all Bravo celebrities. It's just reality stars. But there's like, what's his face from Big Brother and The Challenge? The little puny dickhead. Remember he's married to Kara, whatever.
Who?
He's won the challenge, I believe, before. He also was on Big Brother. He's Cody's little brother.
Oh, yeah. He's all over the challenge. He's
her
on
name?
The challenge.
Kara something. Something Kara.
Yeah.
No, but she has two names. It's something Kara, or Kara something.
She has like red hair.
Kara Mia. Mia Kara. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are together inseparably.
They're perfect for each other.
They are, because they're deeply they're neurotic.
The most annoying people I've never met, and they're made for each other.
Yeah, so he's on it. Also, Rachel, iconically from Big Brother, red hair Rachel. Do you remember Rachel?
Yeah.
And she was on Amazing Race. She's on it. There's a couple other, Big Brother, and it's interesting. I don't know how they're pulling some of these people from The Challenge over here, because it's a different network, but
yeah.
I'm excited.
Cara Marie or something like that. I tried to find it, but I couldn't.
What is it? She's so fucking annoying.
She's so annoying.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's happening, but that's not what we're talking about. So Miami, so happy they're back.
Oh my God. You know, it's my favorite series. And yes. I put it above Potomac.
Really?
I'm going to say that here and now. For me personally, especially this fucking season. Potomac is
I would
just
say
grand
this,
in my
Yeah,
curves.
You're probably right. Probably this season, season 5 versus their season 7, whatever they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably put this above it so far. But I always love Potomac, so. They're kind of living around the same realm. But I just, the women, like, there's so many of them. But you really do believe that they are friends outside of Larsa, but Larsa is more in the mix this season than she was last year. Like this season to me, she feels more friendly with the ladies than she did last year. I mean, granted, the season starts off with a very ridiculous fight with her, but she, like, I don't know. I think that she feels like she's more comfortable around them.
She feels more involved.
Fun. Yeah, she's like letting loose a little bit.
Because I think last season, it made sense that she was on there because she was on the original, right?
She was on season 1 only.
Yeah. But I think that she just was, her and Kiki became friends. And now that they're like friends on the show, Kiki's always around. She's always around, which is great because she's the best. But like her and Lisa have a weird like frenemies friendship. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty, like, who else is she? She's friends with, what's her face? Not Maria. Maria, right?
Who?
The lesbian.
No, that's not her name. What is her name?
I'm blanking.
It's not Maria at all.
No, her wife's name is,
not Maria. Martina.
Martina.
Navratilova.
Oh, shit.
Let's, okay, well, anyway, instead of just listening to you scroll on Google, I'm going to go ahead and take, progress the convo here. I want to start by talking about the friends of, so first of all, let's start with Kiki. Loving that Kiki is like a little more involved in the edit, at least. It sounds like she filmed constantly last season, but she wasn't really in it as much. But we loved her last season, but I love that she finally has a little interview chair. I was laughing out loud when they were driving to Key West and she was like, she was like, Dirty Sanchez. You know what that means, right?
It's Spanish.
Yeah, it's Spanish. And Marcel was like, Sanchez doesn't mean anything. It's just like
it's just a name.
And then, or like the face she made when Lisa was talking about how amazing, how hot Lenny's getting.
Yeah.
And she was like, huh?
Disgust.
I mean, I think that they all, I want to save Lisa for last.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so much going on there, but I'm curious as the season unfolds, like how much they reveal that they've known about his infidelity, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Miami's not a big place.
No, and they tend to all know each other, and they all know like the circles that everybody runs into. But,
right.
Yeah, at the pool party, they were talking about how much, like, how common it is for Lenny to have like all of these like gorgeous, like naked tall models around him because he's like this like really famous plastic surgeon, I guess. And ew.
He's so gross.
He's not good looking.
No, he looks like a slightly hotter Harvey Weinstein to me. I mean, last year I famously said that he literally looks like that guy from the like head orc in the Two Towers with like the one big eye, one little eye. That's the same disease Harvey Weinstein has, one big eye, one little eye.
Oh my God.
Big eye, little eye.
I mean, I wish him the worst, so that's fine.
I know. It's funny how all the big eye, little eyes are
the ugly ones,
bad
are the
people.
The bad people.
Keep an eye on the big eye, little eyes out there.
The new, what was that Amy Adams movie? Wasn't it called Big Eyes?
No, I don't think she was in that.
Was it the other?
That's Christina Ricci.
No.
She plays Big Eyes.
No, the painter.
Is Amy Adams in that?
Yes.
I didn't see that movie.
I didn't either. But anyways, Lisa, or Julia is who I was thinking of.
Julia.
What a mess. I think the like overall arc of these five episodes have been marital troubles.
Yes. Well, let's move on to, because I want to stick with the friend of. So let's move. Okay. Let's bop over to Adriana. I mean,
I thought she, I found her, so
integral last year. I thought that she moved plot a lot of the time, always causing drama. I think I'm nervous she may not last past this season because I don't really know. But also, why not keep her? We have so many. It's like,
I did
fully like spit out my coffee when I was watching her talk to Lisa, not Lisa, to Larsa, and say, I'm going to get a BBL and I just want you. I want your like permission or something.
She's like, I want your support and recommendations. Larsa's face, her jaw was dropped. Literally, her mouth was open.
So funny.
It's hilarious because no one, like, Larsa says that shit to people all the time. Like, she literally said to Lisa randomly, do people often comment about your teeth? And Lisa goes, did you hear that at the dog party?
Oh, yes, because Lisa didn't want to talk about how she got her teeth done.
No.
Lisa was like,
maybe, no, but no one tells me.
She got some good teeth work, though. They're not like the I hate, well, good in relation to the other housewives that do that, because like sometimes people literally look like they have horse teeth and they don't even look
bad.
Like that to me.
I mean, all of her work is crazy. Right, because her lips and her teeth and her cheeks, it's all together.
No, she's a wild one.
Oh,
on the
God,
eyes.
God love her.
Yeah, the one thing about Adriana, though, that was surprising to me and kind of confusing was the story about that guy she was dating that during the reunion, he got so mad watching her on the reunion that he left New York.
I missed that.
he was like in her trailer during the reunion.
Oh.
And then they got in a screaming match. And then like he just like left New York.
What did he think she was doing?
I don't know.
Like going to therapy and he was just getting hair and makeup done? Like
No, he knew what she was doing.
I know, there. That's what I'm saying. That like why is he pissed about something that he understood?
I don't know if it was something she said, but that was like the story that she told. I thought that was really weird.
Yeah. I mean, she's fine.
I can't imagine being in a relationship with her. I mean, she's crazy.
She's very, like, I don't obviously know her as a person. She seems like the kind of person that doesn't share. And maybe that's because she's a friend of that, like, we don't get a lot of her life. I mean, Marisol shares everything and she's just a friend of too. But, like,
does she? I don't think she does.
She talks about her husband and you, at least, I don't know. You get a little bit more out of her, but it's still not a lot. But there's something about Adriana that just kind of bothers me. Maybe it's the, like, I don't know. She's just, she's crazy. But the BBL thing, I want her here for that. So, hilarious.
It was so fucking funny.
I also appreciate.
I don't think we can get rid of her, though, because, like, a moment like that every 5 episodes is worth her just staying on the sidelines for me.
I think this season and this reboot of Miami goes to show the more women you have in the cast, the better. I mean, the Beverly Hills always has tons of women and it's, I'm not always a fan, but it's been better when there's been hint. Like, look at Salt Lake City. It's gotten better to me personally now that there's more people involved than last season where there was like 4 of them. Now it's 4 of them plus some crazy side characters.
Yeah, my only thing, but the reason Salt Lake City to me doesn't work is because the side characters, you can't tell if you like should be invested in them or not. Like, it's kind of like the line is blurry to me of like how like the side characters in Miami are all real friends of the real main cast.
And they're all so fun and hilarious.
Right, but you don't. You're never questioning, like, why someone's there or, like, what. You're just kind of like, I'm down with them all.
Right.
With the friend ofs in Salt Lake City, you're like, oh, you're really trying to just get on this show. And so you're just pretending you're, like, they just don't feel integral.
Sure.
The only person that feels like an integral part of the group is Angie.
The one that's on the trip. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The rest feel like they're just doing anything they can to be a part of the show. Where this, it's like they... I think that if they panned the camera left on a scene, they would have been there anyways.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I think that's why it works. So, and I think that's why, like, that's why when people like Dorinda came on to New York, she was perfect, is because she was literally at all the events already. She was never a part of the show. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I think that's kind of why Sutton worked really well on Beverly Hills. Like, that's when the friend of situation, I think, is successful.
Marlo,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, Marisol. Now, Marisol, I'm getting a little, I don't mean to judge, but I'm getting a little weary of the drinking habits.
When your shtick at a 50-something-year-old person is and like as how much you drink,
I always need a cocky. I'm like, yeah, it's tough, especially because she has been through a lot with her family and the passing of her mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, part of me thinks she's trying to just become her mom.
Well, she literally says in the episode 5, like, let me get you a drink, it's my medicine too. And it's like, when you break that down, that's dark.
it is dark. But I have to say, well, when she went to go get Lisa that, like, really heavy margarita, I found that to be really kind of gross.
She literally was behind the bar making it, too.
I know. I don't like that.
No. Because for me, like, if someone's, like, bawling, crying, my first instinct is go get water.
Yeah, I'm not going to go get them, like, a triple skinny margarita.
It's just going to make it worse.
No, that's
and it's
not
bad coping.
Yeah. No, I agree. I did not like that. And just like her showing up. I mean, the one thing I will give her is that we have characters on these shows like Dorinda who just acts like what she does is normal. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't really like acknowledge that she's like medicating. At least Marisol's like, this is my medicine.
Yeah, she's much
pretty
more
open about it. She's like, I'm literally drinking constantly. Right. Yeah. She's like, I'm actually never not drinking. Just know that about me. But like Dorinda is like, no, I didn't drink for like the past 2 months.
I didn't drink the past 2 weeks.
I just like had like 10 martinis a night. That's not drinking. But yeah, she just, you know, that I didn't like that. The scene and the, there was something about it that was really icky to me. It's just like, don't.
You're making light of a situation push, that's so dark.
Right. And don't put, I hate when people push like being blackout on someone because that's like how you would cope with it. It's like, that's just not really how everyone navigates this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like it. And I don't really, but see, for me, I'd rather keep Adriana over Marisol.
I don't agree. Because I think Marisol's like, despite her drinking situation, her and Alexia are like best friends. Mm-hmm. And so Marisol brings the like drama of the group quite often. Adriana's just there. And every once in a while makes a comment. That's sure. LOL.
I mean, I think Adriana brings a lot of drama, but
yeah.
Well, let's move over to Alexia. Alexia's coming in like a little bit with a whimper at the top of the season. I mean, she did get married at the top of the season, but like she doesn't have much drama going on, which I'm happy for.
Me
for
too.
Her.
She needs a rest.
She needs a break.
We all need to rest, and especially her. She went through a fucking year. She's gone through a life, actually. So
yeah. Now, what did you think about? So I still think there's a lot of not spoken about deets on this whole her son battery thing.
It's really fucked up. And she knows it too. I mean, she talks about how like at the reunion they addressed that her son was being charged with like domestic violence and that she, I don't know. It was such a weird, I can't imagine being in her position for that too, especially mm-hmm. when her son is like, no, it was a misunderstanding, I didn't do it. Like, how do you, obviously, like, it's a really difficult situation, I can only imagine. But I hear you. I think that, I also think to her defense a little bit, she's probably not talking about it because there's probably still law, like lawsuit wrap up kind of like.
No, but she did talk about it. She talked about how then they're back together and then she came to the wedding.
Yeah, because then they were at lunch. I don't understand. They were at lunch, and she was like, "I don't like him. I don't like her."
I'm talking about. I don't get. I just think there's like he may not have done it, and like there's just something weird about her also being them being together and her being there.
She doesn't like it. But like,
no, the girlfriend.
No, I know Alexia doesn't like that her son and girlfriend are together.
No, I know. It's just it's layered. Like there's things that like. I think even Alexia doesn't totally know about. Like, and it could be like a really abusive relationship where he is abusing her and she is going back. I mean, that's a common thing mm-hmm. that happens with mm-hmm. people in abusive relationships. But also, that's could something, be something different where like she is trying to like, I don't know, she had maybe some like, she could also just be fucked up too. You know, like it's just kind of dark, like all sides of it, whatever is the truth.
It is. And I'm also happy for that she's leaving it. She kind of just squashed the public talk about it. Like, I'm sure that they're dealing with it privately, but mm-hmm. that's something like her son chooses to be filmed. Yes. But like, I don't know. I get why she hasn't really spoken about it since like the first episode. So it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, his track record isn't great, so I'm leaning on believing
women.
The girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. But same.
Yeah.
Same.
He's a dark character. Anything else on Alexia?
No, I'm just happy that she's married and happy.
Wait, I was actually crying laughing when she was like, when Marisol was like, Carl. Can you say Carl? And she's like, Carl.
She's like, I thought Todd was hard to say.
Todd. Like, I'm like, it's just funny, like how just dialects and languages work, like, and what feels like go it. And when you think about it, Carl and Todd are really weird names.
Every name's weird when you think about it. My name is Kix.
Okay, well, that's not a really good example. That's a nickname. But, like, Catherine is not a weird name.
It makes sense. Todd and Carl are very normal names. I don't know where you're coming from.
No, I'm saying, like, listen to the name. It's a really weird sounding sound you're making.
Tom.
Carl. Carl. Todd.
When you say it like that, yeah, it does sound crazy.
Todd.
Carl. You're really trying to make it.
Gina, Chaika.
Here's the thing. She's also in the Bravo universe, and it really just shows that she doesn't give a fuck about Summer House. So when she said she doesn't know, she's never heard the name Carl.
Or Atlanta. Or Atlanta.
Or Atlanta, exactly.
Yeah, Carl. Well, would, you know, I bet she would call Carl Carlito like Lindsay does then.
Yeah.
That just made me laugh, though. Okay, let's pop over to, let's see, Nicole.
There's not much. Her parents, mostly her dad's stuff, is really dark. They talk about it, like, in the latter half of the 5 episodes. But I like her. I know that, I feel like you don't, but.
No, I like her.
I just, for me, she's very, like, real and relatable, and I just find her kind of fun. Like, she's also hot.
I laugh about being real and relatable. She's like essentially a billionaire.
No, she's so rich and so like, unrelatable.
She's so relatable and real.
She literally came to a pool party on a boat.
That was a flex.
It's hilarious.
And they just sold that house. Their house was $20 million. I think they just sold it, cash.
Good for them.
Can you imagine having $20 million just sitting in your bank account?
Because yeah. I have nowhere close to that. No.
My issue with her last season was I didn't get why everyone was like obsessed with her. Like, I didn't get, everyone was like, she's dragging these girls. And like, I'm like, is she? She's just not.
She did like, I mean, she put in the housewife's work on the Hamptons trip, I will say, but.
She did, but it wasn't like I didn't think it was like anything crazy. Like, it was just like kind of. Her just being honest about how she's feeling about something.
But from the previews, she goes a little crazy. I mean, and I don't know what the situation, but she goes like, she's like, does like the little mini violin thing with her fingers. I can't.
Who is that at?
They don't tell, like, they don't show you who it's at. They just like, every like Housewives trailer, they do like happy, happy, happy. And then like 2 minutes of everybody screaming and it's all from different clips. Right. It's like pretty much how it goes.
You say that like I've never watched these shows.
No, you're at you.
I just don't remember the. I don't remember.
I'm talking into the ether, trailer. Not always just at you. People are.
Okay.
Her son is so cute. He looks exactly like her fiance. Like
Anthony.
Yeah.
I think Anthony is so hot and somehow.
I think so too. He's also rich.
He's kind of like ugly, but he's hot.
He's like mid. The kids are saying mid, which means like you're middle level hot. You're not hot, but you're not ugly. I feel like he's mid, but like mid men. Some girls just, it's like hot women like mid men.
I would hate to be called mid.
I know, it's pretty brutal.
I think it's better than it sounds, but I just think being called, you're kind of mid. Like, well, I don't want to be blasé to anyone.
No, I agree. I'm relaying information that I've seen on TikTok.
No, I get it. I'm not accusing you of calling me mid. I'm like, you always think someone's mad. You're like, I get it. Okay, I just relaying. I'm just the messenger here.
My hair looks so bad.
What are you talking about? Are you giving mid?
I'm giving below mid today.
Below
the new Below Deck series. Coming below to
Bravo,
mid.
Below mid. Yeah, Nicole, you know, I like her. I think she's integral to the gang.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she was the one person that wasn't really friends with people. I guess her and Larsa, I feel like, weren't really friends with people. And
yeah,
now
you're right.
Now, like, they're actually friends.
Yeah, and now they, I mean, so what did you think? Alexia was saying, she was like, as like a Cuban American woman, like she was like, I just don't, family is your family. You just figure it the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like you're stuck with them regardless. And, you know, I don't totally agree with that because like, I do think like there are times where it is super important to set boundaries with family because mm-hmm. family, just because someone's family doesn't mean that they are your actual family. Like yes. you have chosen family. That's real. But Alexia's lost, she's lost both of her parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I get where she's coming from, where she's like, Nicole, you sound like a brat. Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
I kind of get what she's saying, where she's like, your mom and dad are here. They live literally in Miami. Like, don't, why are you crying about not being around your dad when he's here? Just figure it out. And like, I see all sides of it, but
I think it's two different conversations, because I think that if Nicole was like, yeah, I'm done with my dad, he's a dick, and never talked about it again, I don't think that Alexia would, she might be having, Alexa just went off. My Alexa just went off because I said Alexia. I feel like she wouldn't be having she might be, but part of me thinks she might not be having the same conversation if Nicole was like, yeah, he's a dick, we're just not like gonna continue our relationship, versus what she's doing, where she does want to she wants to figure it out. So Alexia is like, then figure it out.
Yeah, she's kind of like, yeah. She's like, I want to figure it out, but I'm gonna sit here and let him come to me. And it's like, well, you gotta give him a shot.
Yeah, I certainly don't know what's going on in her life, but from the times that this father has been on camera, I don't really get why she keeps being like, I'm in the wrong too. I'm like, he seems kind of like an asshole.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He came to a lunch blacked out.
He was like, I just can't say, I haven't been drinking. He had been with Marisol all day.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well, but I'm like, you have a young kid. Like, why not just have him come over once every couple months and check the box and then you did it, you know?
Yeah.
With your mom there, too.
Yeah.
Because that was the part that I thought was weird. Is like, well, her mom has a relationship with him, like a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if she can just sit down at a coffee shop with him, I'm sure you can do the same just for a second. If you want it.
If you want it.
Like you're saying. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I heard, I felt Alexia was, I felt what she was saying. She's like, yeah, kind of just like talking about this when it's something you can fix. So. But I don't know why we, like, I thought that was really weird that we had a scene without any housewives. There's just mom and dad.
Yeah, that was on film. They filmed.
I don't know that I really care about this.
Yeah. It's really weird. I didn't even think about it until you just said it. Because I was like, it didn't catch me off guard. But then I was like, oh no, they had to film that without any people on staff.
The call sheet.
Yeah, or the call sheet.
Well, no, there was crew there.
No, I know, Tom. I'm talking about like the like stars.
Yes, like the there are zero cast members there.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And then my favorite of last season, who she's not my still my fave in many ways, but she's just like not in it, is Gertie.
Yeah.
She hasn't really been doing much.
Like genuinely busy.
I know. I didn't like the shade that Alexia was like, well, now she's in Vogue, so she can't help me. I'm like, I don't think that's the case. I don't think what Gertie was saying, I think everything Gertie was saying about like parties, and when she was like, I have an event, like I can't be there. I've been planning an event for like 6 months and you're throwing this party on a boat. Like I might not be able to make it.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was that big. That was that weird.
I think that, also
Alexia would be fortunate to have Gertie plan anything for her.
Well, that's what I was going to actually say something the opposite of that. I think that they tried to make Gertie's planning style work for Alexia's first wedding. It didn't. They had so many problems that it's not like, I think as a businesswoman, you're probably like, I literally don't care. This mm-hmm. is my business. Let's be friends.
Did you?
But Alexia, part of me thinks it's like a housewife thing because they keep bringing it up. Yeah. To like kind of stir and chit chat, but I don't think
they're friends. No.
No.
Yeah. Well, did you? So she was saying that she thought it was super tacky to have a tip jar at like,
I didn't know that
your
was a
bar.
Thing. I didn't know I didn't know it was tacky to have a tip jar. I've always been at weddings where bartenders have tip jars.
I've never thought about it. I understand what she's saying, where it's like, if you're paying for like this big ass wedding
mm-hmm. on a boat,
like you better be taking care of these people. Cause it looks like you are letting everyone else take care of them, not you.
Yeah. Right? I never thought about it
that way. And I'm like, well, actually I do kind of see what she's saying. Like I think maybe don't put a tip jar out, and if people want a tip, they can. You can just mm-hmm. slip cash to people. That's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But, like, you should take care of them.
You should tip and, them without putting out a tip jar. But
that also being said, like, Brian used to sing in a wedding band. And it was, like, below deck where they would get, like, an envelope at the end of the night. And you wonder what's in it. And people, it's a large array of amounts that people think are generous, quote unquote, to tip someone. So I do... in that sense, understand the need for a tip jar because you never know what someone's going to tip.
Right. And it also goes back. I mean, there's a whole thing about, I'm sure in the contract, I've hired like caterers and you don't, like, we don't have to put out tip jars, but we tip them at the end of the night. So like, and that's in their contract. So I'm sure there's, mm-hmm. it's business, but I do see what she's saying, but I never had thought about it until then.
Yeah, no, I had not thought about it either. Because I always, whenever I'm at a wedding or anywhere with an open bar, I always make sure I'm like, I need to get cash because it's important to tip them, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Kind of like an etiquette thing I had never really thought about before because mm-hmm. I'm not rich.
Same.
Let's pop over to, who do we have left? We have Julia, Larsa, and Lisa.
Let's do Julia.
Julia. Now, I hear a lot of people not liking her. I actually really like her. You don't like her?
Not really.
I like her for the show because I think she's so different than any housewife we have. Like, mm-hmm. she's so kooky. Her emotions are literally sitting right underneath her eyelids. Like, she's like, everything's right there.
You don't know what's coming next. She brought a goat to a dog party.
But, right. And her whole storyline is she's having a mental breakdown being away from her farm.
And her kids.
Well, that too. But like this house, the farm is, she's like, I can't believe I don't have my goats with me. It's just crazy. Why did they move though? Like that's what, I'm like, you filmed a whole last season of this show when you were like an hour outside of Miami.
No, they got a new farm. Their home last year wasn't where the farm is now. It's a different place. No, I know,
but why did they move into Miami?
Or just because rent an apartment so you can film there. Like.
Yeah. I appreciate, though, that, like, she's not trying to do things for the show. She's just trying to, like, do what's best for her life. And then she's like, well, I guess we're filming a show around all this, but.
It's pretty tough because I get, a part of me gets it because I'm like, if I lived an hour away from my home and rented somewhere something else and like Grizz was there, like I would be sad to be away from my cat like so many days out of the,
I think that's a little different. Like she has all of her dogs with her, but she has like 100 farm animals.
Yeah, she does have a lot.
Like that would, like if she's literally missing her chickens.
I kind of get where she's coming from.
I get it too. I just don't, it's just kind of yet again, another unrelatable like circumstance. Like there's not really a way like to qualify it in my life.
Crying about living in this like 5-bedroom mansion on the beach.
On the water. With a pool.
Yeah. And clearly that doesn't spark joy for her. And we're seeing it play out. And her wife is also not sparking joy for her either.
Yeah, but she's, I kind of see where Martina's coming from. Martina's kind of like, how do I help you? I don't know. You're saying you don't want to be alone, but then you don't want to just be with me. Like, she keeps being like, I feel so lonely here without you and the kids. And then Martina's like, well, I'm here and you don't want to be around me because you miss the kids. So she's like, I don't really know. It's like lose-lose. Like, where are you happy?
It's really, she's happy with her children and her children are not there and not coming back. And she's figuring out that for herself. Mm. Also, as someone who went through a breakup where you go to a place and it's just you two, nobody else is there, it's isolating. Even though at mm-hmm. the time you felt like you really loved that person, maybe they, like she like the idea of the family. And then when it's just them two, it's just not what she wants anymore.
She moved to a place where all of her friends that she films a TV show with are.
Yeah.
She's not like completely isolated.
I'm trying. You're like, I'm the one who's like, I don't really like her. And here I am defending the shit out of her. But
I don't know.
She's
breaking my heart though. Like, yeah, she's never not crying.
I know, it's sad. She's not well. Like
she has depression.
Yes. What I am really sad about is that we're not seeing this weird lesbian friend relationship with Adriana. They're not kissing like they were last season.
I forgot about how weird that was when she proposed. I have an announcement. I have a ring I want to give Adriana. Remember in the Hamptons?
Yeah, I do.
It was very weird.
It's so weird.
Okay, and then you know what?
The star of the show. Come out
as I am obsessed with Larsa.
She's so unlikable, but I love her so much.
She gives me the ick, as the kids say, but I'm also obsessed with her, like all at the same time.
She is.
She's one of a kind.
Her mm-hmm. face really tells a story because she can't hide anything back.
She like can't. And the movements are subtle, but like she can't. Like seeing. In the way she can. She reminds me a lot. I mean, I hope her ears are burning, but she reminds me a lot of Kim K in the way that when Kim. I feel like Kim is. Either zero or like flipping the fuck out on you. And she's similar in that way where she's like, I'm fine. And then you come for her and she's like, yeah, well you have two mortgages and your husband hires people to come. Yeah. It's like, she just goes from zero. She's like, well, you gave me shit, so I'm going to give you shit.
And then it's like, actually, let's just squash it.
And she's like, I'm a petty bitch. Self-proclaimed.
She's crazy. But she's also just like very authentically herself. I don't actually know that for a fact, but she seems that way. You know, she's not like, obviously she has all these fillers and a BBL, but she's like, no, I have fillers and a BBL and I'm going to sell my feet on OnlyFans. And what's wrong with that? And right. Actually nothing's wrong with that, but she's just so hilarious and is so mean. But it's so funny at the same time. Like, rarely do I, like, ship Mean Housewives, but she's hilarious. She's so funny.
I agree. I love her. Well, and then also something that I find so interesting is she keeps being, like, it's hard being out on the scene again and dating. And she's like, I just keep comparing all these guys to Scotty. And then, spoiler alert, she ends up dating Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen's ex-teammate's son.
Sorry, that was a really big gulp. No, that's weird. Also, like, did they end? Who ended their relationship? Was it like mutual?
Who?
Larsa Scottie and Scottie. Yeah.
I think so. I don't. They're on good terms, so I don't think it was
It seems like it's positive. Like for the best, but.
It's wild. God
love her.
She's like, I'm just going to find a younger version of like the Bulls team that was of the 90s. So I'm going to date everyone's sons. I'm like, huh?
Oh my God. She's just like, it's so enjoyable to watch because when they were doing the clip package of like all of her events and how they end up being selling events, I was cackling because it's just like, that's just such a housewife move, but it's also such a Kardashian move to be like, come over, we're going to have like the silly little party, but you're going to have, my rosé is going to be the only thing that's available to drink.
Wait, what was she selling at the New Beginnings party?
Rosé.
Oh, that's what she's selling? She's making rosé? I can't remember. I watched that.
There was the rosé one. There was one last year where she had merch. Jewelry
stuff. Jewelry. In the Hamptons, yeah.
Now we're invested in Halo Dog Company, and her carrying.
She hustles, but that's the thing
about her carrying that Amazon box on the beach, like she didn't even set it up. It was so funny to watch. The girls were just like watching her like lug this sandy box on the beach to her to just pull
out. I mean, every time I get my eyeballs on that ass. I'm like, what is this? And to the gall that she has to walk around saying that that's real, and yet we've never seen her work out also.
It's not real. I feel like this episode when Adriana's talking about the BBL, she doesn't even say that, like, anything really in her favor that she doesn't have a BBL.
I mean, why? I just don't know why you'd lie about it.
Well, because it's so obvious. Like, and
right.
In what their mindset goes to, because this is what Kim Kardashian did, is that, like, technically there's, like, it's their body because they take fat from other places and put it in your ass. So, like, when right, you get a scan, silicone. Yeah, like, when they did, like, a scan on Kim K's body in, like, 10 years ago, she was like, see, it's my ass. And she's right. But it's still,
I didn't know she did that.
Yeah. But, like, proportionally your legs and your butt, it just is not, it's not there. And I've seen a Housewives BBL in person before, and it was really shocking.
Who?
Diana. I'm just going to call her out. Diana from...
No, Dina.
Dina from Jersey.
Dina Manzo.
Horrible BBL.
Really? I don't remember that.
Horrible.
I've seen Dina Manzo too, but pre-BBL. I saw Dina Manzo at a Le Pan on the Upper West Side getting avocado toast. back in 2013, 2014. Yes, Larsa. So Larsa and Lisa get into this, like, screaming match because Lisa shade. Well, the thing is, Lisa really thought she was doing something at the top of the season. I think we talked about this on our last ep, but she was like, I'm going to just plant this little seed about Larsa moving into an OnlyFans building, which, like, once again, it's Miami. Like, I think that every person, you could find someone at every brunch you go to that has, like, an OnlyFans.
Which work, because you can probably make so much fucking money, as you can see.
Yes. Oh, yes. But so they get in this fight over a comment that Lisa made that Kiki then brings to Larsa. And then Kiki has no apologies about it. She's like,
she just walked away.
I said it. Who cares? Like, it was mean. and Larsa then doubles down and Lisa loses her fucking mind.
What I don't understand is, like, what is wrong about having a mortgage?
I think she's saying that, like, they've lived in that house for so long. You have a rich ass husband at this point. Like, it's weird. I think they think it's weird that they haven't just bought the house cash, like, paid for whatever's left on it. I think that that's their point, because I think they're such, like, old Miami money.
Mm-hmm.
That, and that's the house that they were in the old seasons. Like, mm-hmm. This is all the same place. And I don't know. I think that that's what they're trying to say. But I mean, also, who cares? Like, everyone has mortgages. I don't really think that's weird.
Yeah, Larsa, she probably is renting, which is also fine. Like,
yeah, she's literally, she paid cash for that apartment. Yeah, I don't really know. Like, but I didn't know that was
but
bad.
I'm saying both sides of the argument is bad, because it's like Lisa's so pissed at Larsa for being like, you have a mortgage, and Larsa's saying you have a mortgage, and it's like, why are we even talking about it? And I think, like, Larsa started to lose steam on the argument at the wedding, because then when they were, like, inside the boat, she was like, let's just do shots.
Yeah, she was like, I actually can't do this anymore, Lisa.
She was like, that was probably not a good place to start. I lost steam on arguing about truly nothing, so.
But I kind of believe everyone when they say that they, like, have music videos there and, like, rent out the house for parties and stuff.
But I would. Think
that's a big deal.
It's not that weird.
I can't figure out why we're upset, I guess, is, like, my thing. Like,
in Lisa's mind, she's going, I also think Lisa watching, like, 1 through 3 episodes and seeing Lisa try her damnedest to get her husband to love her.
1 through 4.
Yeah, because she doesn't, like, find out until 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tough to see, because she knows that there's something going on. Whether she knew exactly that he was cheating, I'm sure she had a very, very clear idea that's, like, he was going to break up with her or divorce or separate, whatever you want to say. Because the way she's, like, really overdoing it, mm-hmm. is so sad. So I think that's I'm long-winded saying I think that's why she's getting so upset about this like mortgage situation is because she's like, no, everything's perfect. My home is perfect. It's paid for. My husband's perfect. My children are perfect. Like she's like overcompensating.
Oh yeah. I mean, people do this obviously all the time. I mean, whenever someone is overly talking, like I always think it's weird when people talk so positively about like a significant other while they're like in a space with them being like, don't they look good? Aren't they beautiful? I love them. I love them, baby. I'm like, we get it. Like you guys are together. Like there's no need. Like I, when people do that, I'm like, is everything okay? Like, because like you're shoving down our throats that like you're happy and everything's good. That like, that's when you're doing that because you want to protect. It's a protection thing. Like you're protecting.
Yeah, it's like the outside looking in. Like you want it right, to
but
look perfect.
But it's more noticeable than I think you just being like, yeah, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, yeah. When I see that in people, it freaks, it just like red flags for me. And even if we didn't know that he was going to dump her at the end of this episode 5 or whatever, it, writing is on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He is acting.
He was mic'd up and knew he was mic'd up and well, still
before,
said
but,
that
but,
shit.
But even before that, like,
yeah,
like he is just a fucking ass.
He's an ass.
And she is trying so hard to make him be a nice person for the cameras.
Yeah.
And she's like, making up all these storylines about like doing Jewish things for the family, like the table, and he's like ignoring her. It's just like, oh my God. And then when she said like us Hochsteins, like we don't get divorced. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
It is hard to watch.
Yeah.
And that party was tough.
Yeah. And yeah, and at the party, that's when we get the quote unquote hot mic moment. But I'm like, it's not even a hot mic moment. He knew he was mic'd. His friend asked you and he said, yeah, I am mic'd. So I'm just whispering. It's like, everybody can fucking hear you.
It was very,
I have many thoughts. I think he's trying to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was like, he's kind of just like, yeah, whatever. Because it's only 3 days later that he tells her or however she finds out. But I have two questions. One being, as a producer or a cameraman, like, how do you not tell that person?
So there's, what's it called? It's called Video City. What's it called? Video Village. So Video Village is, like, where the producers sit on set. Like, do you remember the scene in Potomac where Michael ran into like the room with all the producers watching everything? Yeah. So to your point, they had to have been there like in the garage or something, like watching this party play out on camera. What would you do? Like as a producer being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like this is happening. Like I would not know what to do.
Well, I mean the shitty portion of my brain is going to say keep filming because you're producing a TV show, a reality TV show. The human person in my brain is keep filming and then tell her after everybody leaves.
I wonder if we're going to get a flat, because in episode 5 we did not get any of, they didn't tell us kind of how it came about. We're just like at the trip and we're just like learning in real time with the wives that like this happened. So I'm curious if there was a production thing that said that, like, that were like, you need to, like, address this. And they did it off camera because we didn't see anything.
Yeah. And they didn't.
And
like,
I don't think he's on camera again for the rest of the season because there's that one clip that they showed of him, like, getting caught on camera and he was, like, covering his face or something.
Yeah.
Like
he's
that.
Also, like, there's this clip in bed, too, where he's, like,
right. Like, I don't know. I think that they might forge ahead without him there and there's legal stuff and that could all. I'm sure that there are a lot of levels to the breakup that they're having to deal with, like, with filming the show because he's a fucking nightmare. So I'm sure that he's, like, they had to have some meetings with
I'm
producers.
I'm sure her kids aren't going to be on, like,
yeah. Like, I feel like the 3 days leading up to that trip, it was just a shitstorm of like everything.
Contracts and producers and ugh. Such a
And when he said he wouldn't sleep with Lisa because it would be cheating on his girlfriend.
Disgusting.
I'm like, you are a sick fuck. Like, seriously.
I'm not, as a person who's very monogamous and like isn't interested in venturing into polyamory, I can't imagine. I've prefaced that because I can't imagine why you would cheat on someone instead of just breaking up with them. Like, just as a, like, if he clearly doesn't care about her, obviously doesn't love her, but doesn't even care about her as a person because he's just wouldn't end it. If he's not happy, then end it or work on it. Don't like run around with someone and then quote unquote pretend to have a hot, like pretend you're not mic'd even though you know you are and out you're cheating. Like, insane.
Well, I think he actually thought that if you talk quiet enough that they wouldn't be paying attention because it was a party. Like, I think he was like, they're watching so many things. There's music, they're trying to listen to conversations over like whatever party noise is happening. I think he thought that if he just kind of whispered that no one would ever know.
I don't know. Subconsciously, I imagine he was just like, fuck it. I hate her. It's so horrible. It's awful. I feel so, I love her. I think she's so fun. And I bet she is a good person in real life. And her kids are so young. And it's just so sad because he's so nasty. And it only gets worse.
But it's almost like he was waiting for that dog to die for it to like leave.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like that was like the one thing that like they had was like this dog that like they all loved. And once that BB cow is so cute.
So cute.
But you know, my heart goes out to boxer owners because boxers have such a short lifespan and they're so loving.
Yeah.
Like, I know people who have had boxers in life and they're literally the sweetest little flops.
They're floppy.
They're so floppy and drooly and so cute, but they have such short lifespans. Yeah. So sad. I thought that scene too was so beautiful with teaching the kid like what it means to like be in heaven and how he's like, I want to go. Can I bring him to my room? And she's like, of course.
Yeah, maybe like this tear is so up. Sweet.
Yeah, I know. I actually had to fast forward through it the goodbye scene. I was like, I actually can't do this.
The honesty too. It's like, I imagine our parents were very honest with us about like when our animals had to be put down, but like not being like, oh, they're at a farm or like they ran away, like something that I don't know. I just thought it was a really like touching moment, but yeah, I hear you. It's the way that that happened. And then 2 days later, 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I think it has a lot to do with it in a weird fucked up way. I think that was his last like lifeline to this family.
Even though he has kids with her.
A fuck about those kids.
I know. The way
that's
that
awful to say, but I don't really care.
And she was like calling the nanny on the phone and the nanny was like, I'm literally sick. And she was like, you can't leave the kids alone. And then calls Lenny and Lenny's like, I want to go to tennis practice. It's like, you're fucking, just bring him to tennis practice. You just don't know how to take care of them.
Yeah.
Because tennis practice means you're going to go fuck someone. Probably. Well, right.
But then to learn that this woman has been in their home like constantly.
I'd burn it to the fucking ground.
I would kill.
Alexi was ready to flip tables. She was so mad.
Speaking in Spanish too, and she's like, I actually don't have the words to use right now.
Right.
It's like they say in musicals, like when you have words don't suffice, you have to sing. When Alexia words don't suffice, she just starts speaking in Spanish.
Same song, same dance. You know.
Yeah. The revelation at the end, like it was just, it's hard to watch, but I am excited to see how this all unfolds because she was on Watch What Happens Live this past week and she looks much lighter to not have him there. Now, granted, I'm positive he's going to make her life a living hell trying to divorce him, even though he's in a relationship.
Dumb fucking twat. My question.
You're trying to kick her out of the house? The woman has no money.
Well, the foreshadowing, the unintentional foreshadowing of the girls being like, I wonder if she doesn't know if there's a mortgage, like, how does she know if she's even on it?
Right. Well, I mean, they filmed the confessionals after they knew that.
No, that was a conversation they had in a group together.
No, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Because, well, you mentioned confessionals. My other thought was, how do you sit here in these confessionals and not just break down and sob?
When she was, because she had to talk at the top of the season in the confessional about how Lenny is looking great and things are good. I'm like, you, this is fake. It's literally fake. And you have to pretend that you are being honest about this. But I would be like, I can't talk about
that. Because the timeline from the beginning, we're literally in the beginning of the season. It's been 5 episodes. So the timeline. Yeah, they've been
filming for like probably a month.
Right. So like she doesn't have, there's not a time which she would have already done a confessional. Like, it's no. So sad. It's so sad.
Like they don't start doing confessionals till like the end of like the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough stuff.
And there's just so much that has to happen that was, like, in the trailer that we're, like, Gertie and her husband have, like, tough marriage conversations.
They do?
Yeah. In this season. There's just so much. And I just love them. I just love them.
It's a great group of gals. So we are going to be covering them, covering the show in some format. Well, not sure, like, how those episodes will be out, but we'll definitely keep talking about Miami because we love it. It's much more than some of the shows that are on right now. Although a show that I really want you to watch, two shows actually that I want to suggest to everyone. First show, Winterhouse was really fun this season. We have a new villain. We have a new villain in town.
Which one's pretty awful.
Her name's Jess.
Is she the florist? Because I love
No. We love her. Jess is the one that looks exactly like Lindsay Hubbard.
Yeah. When I saw a picture of her, I was like, is Lindsay wearing a prosthetic?
Well, it comes up in the show. And I don't want to spoil it, but Jess says some things about Lindsay about looking like her. And I'll just leave it at that. Oh. She's a monster. And
is her boyfriend there?
I'm not. I want you to watch it. Okay. I'm not going to reveal anything.
Maybe I'll download it to fall asleep to on the plane.
You know, it's honestly like so. It reminds me of old Summer House. Like it's not. It's not overproduced. It's like very dumb and fun. So okay, I liked it, and I liked it much better than last season. I couldn't even finish season one of
Winterhouse.
No,
I didn't watch it.
But this season was like a full 9-10 episodes long or so. It was a full kind of show. So I actually really liked it. I mean, essentially everyone is deplorable on there except for my love of my life, Jason. But
I love Lindsay. Don't talk about her like that. What's the other show?
I need you to watch it. I love Lindsay too, but I'm turning on Lindsay Carl.
I'm bringing my Lindsay merch to London, so you better be ready.
What merch do you have? You bought a sandwich shirt?
Yeah, I bought a little beanie that has a little sandwich on it. It's really cute.
Oh, cute. Other show that I'm loving is Southern Hospitality in Charleston, like based around Southern Charm.
It's
very old VPR vibes. There's a woman on it who's named Gabby that I need you to get your eyeballs on, Kix. No, her name's like, what is it? It's like Gabby Marie. She's got like two names or something.
Yeah, that's a very Southern. And it's everything's like Annalisa or Gabby, Gabby Rose.
Right. She's a star. And I she's crazy. She reminds me of like Sheena almost, or maybe like Kristen Doty a little
Sheena
bit. Sheena Shea. Wait, I'm trying to find her. Sorry, not Gabby. Grace Lilly. That was the two names. Oh. That's her first name. Grace Lilly.
Huh.
She's crazy.
I know someone in high school. Their first name was Anna, and their middle name was Lisa, and then they changed their name to Annalisa. Like, their first name is now legally Annalisa.
Is there a name? Is it Annalisa Lisa?
She doesn't have a middle name.
They didn't have a middle name.
Yeah, it's just Annalisa.
That's an amazing story.
Fuck off. You know, I have something that you should watch. Top Chef season 4. Because
I can't. You gotta stop revisiting things you've seen 10,000 times.
It just brings me comfort.
I get it. I'm watching Mob Wives from the beginning right now. Brian was like, this is comforting to you. These women, and
they're, you know, screaming. Renee Graziano is
screaming. And they scream in a different way. Like, they, housewives scream and it's almost like kind of delightful.
Right.
They scream from a guttural Staten Island place that you only, it's a part of a body that only exists in Staten Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is now all on Paramount Plus if you would like to watch it, anyone listening. So, highly suggest. Well, this is fun. I hope everyone has a very, very merry, merry Christmas.
And happy or Hanukkah. Holidays. Yeah.
Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate happy or choose new not
year.
To.
We'll be back before the new year.
Yeah. And treat yourself through this, you know, holiday time. It can be both a very happy time, but also kind of like a lot of emotions during this time. So make sure to take care of your mind and heart and body by listening to Dumpster Dive. But thank you guys seriously so much. And you can follow me at @TheTomHamlet. You can follow Kix
at Kix Hamlet. That's spelled C-I-X.
Yes, and then the podcast is Dumpster Dive Pod on IG and 2 Dumpster Divas, the number 2 on Tiki Taki. Now, supposedly we have a New Jersey trailer coming out this week, so hopefully we'll get you a video, reaction video. It might be Kix and I both in the same shot watching, because we'll be together when it comes out. So we'll figure it out. But hopefully that'll be coming your way. And bye.
Bye-bye.